Pleasure to have with us this morning, Weeby 108, Storm and Norman. Grammy and Emmy Award winner and guy who's going to be playing here in Connecticut on August 15th. It is Harry Connick Jr. Hey, Harry, good morning.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
Listen, you've got a great new venue here in Connecticut. It's called the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, and you are going to love playing there. It is absolutely phenomenal. You got a 7-piece band with you, and we can't wait to see you. You're back on the road again after what? How long? A year and a half or so?
Yeah, something like that. I've heard great things about the venue, and I can't wait to play there. I can't wait to play anywhere, to be honest with you. You know, we were happy to kind of, you know, not play, obviously, because there were much bigger things going on. But when we booked the tour, it seemed like, you know, things were kind of trending in the right direction. And we had a month to go on the road. So, you know, when I found out Bridgeport was one of the dates, I was thrilled. And I can't wait to come play.
Yeah, Jimmy Koplik did had so much input and making this venue a success. And Jimmy's, of course, the legendary concert promoter here in Connecticut forever. I think you're really going to like it a lot. I know that, you know, you hadn't been out for a while. Let me ask you, Harry Connick Jr., what did you learn? And were you in Connecticut for the lockdown or were you somewhere else?
No, I was in Connecticut for the whole time.
So let me ask you, what did you learn about yourself during the lockdown, above and beyond your recorded material and stuff, but you as a person, what do you take away from all that we had to go through?
Just that there's a lot of men and women who, you know, are heroic in terms of, you know, keeping our lives as normal, you know, as they could, you know, school teachers and garbage collectors and hospital staff and just all of the heroic men and women of, you know, who did everyday things that we may not even see sometimes that were putting their lives at risk to help keep us safe. I was just reminded of that and just so grateful, you know, because we couldn't have done it without them.
What did you take away about you being a father and a husband and being with your wife and the kids the whole time? What did you find out about your family?
Well, it was a situation that I don't think anybody could have expected, and, you know, hopefully will never happen again. But, you know, it was certainly unexpected to be able to spend that type of time with my family. My wife and I, you know, we love our kids so much, and for us it was an incredible blessing in that way to be able to have them home and you know, to spend that type of time with them. You know, it was obviously difficult for everyone and for them in particular, because, you know, this is the time, as you know, in their lives where they should be out kind of spreading their wings and, you know, designing their lives. And that was frustrating for them. But, you know, our kids were amazing. You know, they realized the circumstances. You know, they stayed close to home. You know, they were, you know, being socially distant and respectful. I think the thing that was the most impressive to us is that they realized that their actions could have consequences on us and other members of our family. And they were, you know, selfless in terms of, you know, putting their desires to the side, you know, which was an amazing thing to see. We were real proud of them.
I think you've spoken with a lot of us as parents and even grandparents have felt that, you know, I guess we did a good job in bringing up the kids to be able to, you know, deal with a situation like that, first of all, but in dealing with it in the right way. Harry Connick Jr. At the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, Time to Play Tour, August 15th. You can get tickets at thelivenation.com. You did a really cool video at the Derby Opera House, which was phenomenal. It was in the middle of winter or something. How did you end up being at the Derby Opera House playing a piano?
Well, our oldest daughter, Georgia, is a director and photographer and editor, and we've worked together for a long time. She's 25 now, and she's, you know, become very successful in that world. And so when it was time to do a video for my album, you know, I hired her to direct it. And so, you know, as a director, she does the location scouting. So she found it. She, you know, called the mayor's office to make sure we had the right permits. And, you know, I just followed her lead. You know, we talked about what the concept of the video should be. And she was amazing. I just, you know, as you do with any director, you put your trust in them. And, you know, you make sure you have the same kind of artistic vision. And then you go from there. So she was amazing. She was the director, the camera operator. She edited it. And she's just, you know, a talented kid.
That's so wild. Did you ever imagine, I mean, you know, when they were, you know, crawling around and 4 or 5 years old, that you'd be in a situation like that to hire your daughter as a director? But I'm so happy that you got a chance to work with her professionally. Must have been pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Before we go, Harry, let me ask you, you've got the tour. How do you whittle it down? How do you choose a set of songs? How do you choose
the
songs?
We'll probably play a couple of those songs that, you know, that people might be expecting to hear, like It Had to Be You or We Are in Love or whatever those songs are. And then the rest of it, you know, I'm not promoting an album in particular on this tour. I mean, I do have a new album that came out, but this concert's basically celebrating everybody coming out and hearing some live music. So each show is going to be different. You know, I got an amazing group of musicians who can, you know, kind of turn on a dime, you know, and hit the curveballs I throw at them. And we're just going to have fun, play some music, and hopefully people will enjoy it.
I had seen you at Avery Fisher Hall in 89. You had an orchestra, but you had a guy, Benny. I don't know if he's still with you, the upright bass player. Wow.
Oh, Ben Wolf. Yeah, he's not playing with me anymore, but he's an amazing guy, great musician.
It was just so much fun, and you're fun to watch, fun to listen to. If I Only Had a Brain was, you know, one of my kids' favorite songs when they were that high. And it got us turned on to Harry Connick Jr., Storm and Norman, Weeby 108. And Harry, again, you're going to be in Bridgeport August 15th, the Time to Play Tour, and you are ready. And I certainly appreciate you taking time out this morning with us here at Weeby and letting us know where you're going to be. And any kind of website that we can turn our folks onto here that you have?
Yeah, people can go to whatever, you know, Twitter, or Instagram, all those social media accounts, Facebook, and they can see the tour dates. And, you know, hopefully if they're ready, you know, we'll be ready for them to come out and hear us.
And LiveNation.com for tickets to see Harry and the 7-piece band. It's going to be a great time. You are going to love the new venue, Harry. And it's a pleasure talking with you this morning.
Great talking with you, too. Thanks so much for having me on.